The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud Gimal. Today's daf is being studied, the English word of Ram bin Esther. Ruach Hashem, tenichenu v'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf, Yud Gimal Am Rishon, on the second line. Velo et ha-tenaklin. So we learned that what? When you're dividing, let's say, a mansion amongst brothers, or amongst partners, I should say, so the deen is, there has to be a worthy a division for each person. The Mishnah didn't say exactly what the shi'ud is, but it has to be a fair division for each one. So it says, en ba'im kedeh lazeh v'chdeh lazeh ma'hu. Let's say it's not a worthy division, which means, let's say, it's not enough to divide it equally. So therefore, you cannot dissolve the partnership. So then what do you do in that case? But one guy really wants to divide it, but there's really not enough where he can force a division. So it says, famous deen, Mao, Rav Yehuda Amar, eat dina de good or agud. The law of good or agud. What does good or agud mean? Buy me out or I'll buy you out. That's basically the law. Good means buy me out, which means, listen, you want to, I want to split. You tell me, well, we really can't, I can't force you to split because it's not the right measurement, it's not the right shi'ut to split it. Okay, listen, good, pay me for my chelek, and if you don't want to pay me, whatever you were going to pay me, I'll pay you. So let's dissolve like good or agud. You buy me out, or I buy you out. Look at Rashi, right after the picture. Eat dina de good or agud. The guy that wants to make the division. You can tell the guy doesn't want to divide. Which means, set me a price and buy me out. Halki, my part. I don't want to be a part anymore. I can't be a partner. So the deen of good or agud applies. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, again, eat dinah de good or agud. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman argues, and he says, let dinah de good or agud. He doesn't agree, doesn't apply. Look at Rashi, let dinah sheze yachod lomar lo shilcha ekne velo shili imkor. I don't want to buy you out, and I don't want you to buy me out. I want to keep the partnership in intact. Which means, since bottom line, there's not enough to dissolve it in the shi'ud of the palace, whatever the shi'ud was, so you can't force me to buy you out, nor can you buy me out, or force me to buy you out, so therefore there's no deen. So it's a big machloket over here. Again, Rav Yehuda holds of the deen of good or agud, and Rav Nachman does not hold of the deen. Now the Gemara is going to ask some questions. Amal le-Raval, Rav Nachman, le-Dinach, de-Amat, le-Dinach, de-Gud, according to your opinion, when you don't have the buyout clause, Bechor u-Pashut. You have a firstborn, a Bechor, he gets double portion, u-Pashut, and a regular brother, Sheni Alem Abihim, the father left him as a Yerusha, Eved u-Behemat Teme'ah. Okay, a slave and an animal, okay? Now, how are you going to split it? Kesad Osim. Now, I guess, it's difficult. We need to tell the Bechor, you use it 2 days and I use it 1 day. That's a Torah. It's hard to divide assets like that where by time. Where I'm the Bechor, so I get to use the Eved and the animal 2 days, you get to use it 1 day. That's a big Torah. Okay? So the question is, how do you divide it? Which means, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, would have very easy. Good or good. Either I'll buy you out or you buy me out, which means we're able to make a settlement like this. Ganashi, even though be'mat te'me'ah, she efshar lehalekan. You can't split them. Kesed ya'asu, lachi nekat bechur pashut etriach hamelta liyot shutafim ba. Right. It's hard to say keep this partnership. Since one is a bechur, he gets double rights, so it's very hard to keep on dividing it, you know, by time. So therefore, usually the best idea would be, let one of them buy the other one out. So the Gemara says, Amale Shani Omer Oved Leze Yom Echad Leze Shnei Yamim.
No, in this case over here, exactly, that's what I hold. Let the animal work one day for a regular guy, and for the Bechor, let him work 2 days. Therefore, no question.
Metive, we have a question now. Mishi Ashur Eved Ashur Ben Horin. Oh, famous case. You have a guy, he's half Eved Kenani, half free. Now, how is that possible? He was owned by two partners. One of the partners freed his chaylik. So now the other chaylik is still there. Okay. So now the deal is like this. Oved et rabo yom echad, v'tatzmo yom echad. One day he goes to work, one day he takes off. Yeah, on the free side, he takes off half the week. On the Ivan side, he works half the week. Okay.
Divrei betel, that's betel shita.
Bechemai omrim, tikantem et rabo.
Yeah, by saying what you said, you fixed the monetary aspect of his master that he works half the time.
However, but
that's not a good tikkunah for the Eved himself.
Why?
The guy's not going to be able to get married. He can't marry a shefcha because half of him is free. And the Ben Horim side cannot marry a shefcha. He cannot marry a bat honin because half his side is shefcha.
So what do you want to tell the guy? You batted?
Well, don't let him get married?
The world was created in order to inhabit it, to have children.
God, I didn't create the world for nothing. I created it to inhabit it, to have children.
So what do you do in this case?
The Shammai says, in order to make a tikkun over here, so that he can have children, we force the other master
to free him. That even though normally it's asur to free an Eved, says la'olam b'hem ta'avodu, says you have to keep them slaves forever.
But in this case, we have an overriding mitzvah. Peru urvu, Bet Shammai says you force the other guy to free him.
Not the first guy
free him. He went against the Torah. Okay. He went isur. But now the rabbis come along and say he did it already. Now you got to force him. Now you got to do it. Why? And now v'chod v'shtar al hatzin amav. And now the Eved owes the money back to the Ador. Since we freed you, so we have to write a shtar that you're going to owe him to compensate him for the fact that he gave you your freedom back.
Anyway, when
Betel heard this halakha, they said, you know what? We retract from our halakha. Originally the halakha was what? Work half the day and take off the rest of the day. Now when they heard the Peru and Vu issue, they retract. Let's read Rashi now. Now here's the key.
The only reason why they agreed to Bet Shammai is because of Tikkun HaOlam, because of Peru Urvu.
But if it wasn't for Peru Urvu, lo kaifin ale,
we would not force the master to free him.
Velo matzi eved lememar le akutz bedamim veten lecha behalkecha.
Which means, why don't you let the Eved come along and say, give me a price, and I'll buy you out. Which means, you don't give that option. Which means, forget, let's say there's no Peri Avin Abiyah option. What does Bet Hillel say? Work half a day, and you're free half a day. What do you mean? If you hold up good and agud, let the Eved come along to the master and say, listen, I'm here for slave over here. Let me buy myself out. Let me pay the money over there and get myself freedom. So you see, from the fact that that's not an option, you don't say good or agud. So it's a question against Rav Yehuda. You help. You have the buyout plan. Hey, Bet Hillel, how can forget about Peru Urvu? You should opt for the buyout plan. The guy buy himself out. Which you have a partnership over here, basically. The guy wants to get out of it. Let him get out of it by buying himself. Let the Eved buy himself out.
So the Gemara says, no. You can't give a... this is not a proof to anything. Why?
Shani hacha de agud ika. Good leka.
Right.
The buyout has to have two sides. Either I'll buy you out or you buy me out. That's good or agud. You buy me out or I'll buy you. Here, it's one way. Here, the Eved is coming along and saying, let me buy myself out.
And what? And if I don't buy myself out, but you're going to buy me? You can't buy more of me.
He's half an Eved. Once an Eved goes free, you can't buy him back again. So therefore, you own half. So it's not a normal buyout plan in that case would be, listen, either give me my freedom
right? Let me buy out my freedom, or you buy the other half for me to be a slave. But that doesn't work in this case over here. Because once the guy went free on half his side, the Adon cannot buy that other half back. So if it's that good or agud over here. So even the Biyuda is going to agree that this is not a case over here. There's no buyout option. It's not good or agud. Okay? The Biyuda says you cannot force him to sell. That's why the Talis, only because of the Pinurvu issue was it an issue. Okay, Tashema, another case. Shne Achim, two brothers. Echad Ani, Echad Ashir. Okay, one guy's poor, one guy's rich. Okay, the father left over his inheritance a bathhouse and an olive press, a betabat. Now, the Ani cannot use any of this stuff over here. Because number one, he doesn't have slaves to work in the bathhouse, and he doesn't have olives to buy to use in the press. So really, these two items really are not beneficial to him. So it says, Asa'an lesachar. If, let's say, the father gave them over to the children for revenue, so then already, hascha le'emsa, which means then let them just rent out the places, and then they split the revenue equally between the ani and the ashir. However, asan now it's more, but if, let's say, he gave it to them as inheritance for personal usage, so then, hare ashir omer la'ani. The ashir is able to tell the ani, ka' lecha abadim, vir hasu b'merhas, ka' lecha zetim, which means the rich guy can tell his brother, hey, we have equal rights here. Go get the slaves and go work in the bathhouse. Like I'm going to get slaves. Go get the olives and go work in the olive press. Look at that. Kach lecha abadim, shehamimu oto, so they'll heat up the bathhouse. V'nachotzpon, go use it. V'lomatzi ani nememalech kenei halki. You see, you don't go with the buyout plan, which is let the Ani come along and say, I don't know, I can't do this here. Listen, either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. Why don't you say good agud? Elias, good agud is not an option. Question against the Yehuda. In this case, what are we saying? Personal use. The rich guy tells the poor guy, you want to use the olive press? Go get olive. Come on, you can use it just like I can use it. What do you mean? Why don't you give another option? Why don't you let the poor guy come along and say, listen, either I'll buy you out or you buy me out. Why do you say good or agud? Because he doesn't have money. Second one answers. Hatam name good ika. Good there is. He has a case, you buy me out. Right. However, agud leka. But he cannot say the other side of, and if not, I'll buy you out because he has no money. In that case over there, the Biyuda agrees that there's no good or agud. Good agud is going to be both sides. Either I'll buy you out or you buy me out. In this case over here, he cannot say that because he doesn't have what to buy with. And therefore, since he cannot say, I'll buy your head, the guy the Biyuda says, you cannot force him. Again, understand the logic of it. You're trying to force me. The only way you could force me is if you give me an option. Either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. If it's a fair option, then you could force me. Then you could force me. Mashiach, you cannot force me if you're going to say, buy me out. Buy me out. And if I don't buy you out, you're going to buy me out? No. So if you cannot force me to buy out. That's not good, not good. So that's why in this case over here, the rich brother cannot be forced by the poor brother to be forced into a buyout. Because the rich brother can say, listen, if I don't want to buy you out now, you're going to buy me out? You're not. So therefore you can't force me to do it. So there's no good, not good in that case. Tashema. Kol she'ilu yehalek ushmo alav. Anything that you divide amongst partners, and it still retains its original name, meaning it's still significant after you split it up, holkin, okay, then you could, remember we learned that in the Mishnah, you could force the other partner to split it. Because it still retains its own, like we said, like a talet, for example, right? It's still considered a beggar after you split it. So one of the partners could force the other guy to split, or in a field, whatever it may be. The imlav, but let's say it's going to lose its original name after you split it, ma'alin oto bedamim. Oh, so the deen is over here, you put a price on it, and you go, good, good, or agud. So you clean the buyout plan. That's a question against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman clearly said, you don't say good or agud. But here we see a case over here, where let's say the field is not big enough, where you cannot divide it, because it's going to lose its identity. So what does the Braita say over here? Good or agud. What does good or agud mean? One of the guys can force the dissolving of the partnership by saying either, you buy me out, or I'll buy you out. Question against Rav Nachman. How can Rav Nachman go against a Braita? Because again, Rav Nachman was the opinion that says we don't say good or agud. What do you mean? It's a Beferush Braita. Gemara concludes, Tana'ehi. It's actually a machloket amongst the Tana'im, this subject. What's the machloket? The Tanya. Let's do a Braita. We have a braita tol ata shiur va'ani pachot. Okay, let's say you have an interesting case. You have a chatzir. It's, let's say, doesn't have 8 amot. Now remember we learned, if it doesn't have 8 amot, where each guy's going to get at least 4 amot each, one guy cannot force the other guy to split. But let's say it's less than 8 amot. One guy says, you know what? You could take 5 amot, give me 3. Oh, I don't have a problem. I'll take 3. He accepts to take the smaller helik in the chatzir. Tol ata shi'ur v'ani pachot. Right? I'll take less. Shum'im lo. Okay, you listen to him. Which means, even against the will of the other guy. Which means, in this case over here, I'm giving you 4 amot. What do you care? Let's say it was 7 amah. Okay? The whole field was 7 amah. Right? So now, I come along and say, let's split. You can come along and say, no, it's less than 4 amot each. Don't worry, you'll get your 4 amot. Just give me 3. Since I'm giving you your 4 amot, you cannot contest it. I'm giving you 4 amot. It's automatic. The split is a split. Let's to the next case. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, in Shum'im Lo. Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, you don't listen to him. Bottom line, you can't force me. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? If it's exactly like you learned the case, where the guy's willing to take less, what's the logic of Rabban Shimon Gamliel? Bottom line, you're getting your 4 amot. What do you care? How can Rabban Shimon Gamliel say he can block him? So Gemara says, we're missing a case in this braita. There's two cases. Everybody agrees to that case. You take 4, I'll take 3. Everybody agrees that the split is a split. Now we get to the next case. Good or agud, or let's say he says, let's buy each other out. Either I'll buy you out, or either you buy me out, or I'll buy you out. In the same case, which means, let's say the other guy said, I'm not giving you four and you take 3. I'm not doing that. I don't want to get less. But you know what? It's less than 8 amah. We want to split it. You know what? Let's buy each other out. Either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. So the deen is what? Good or agud, namesh shum'im lo. Tarek amah says, you also, if a guy presents the buyout plan, you listen to him. Also, what do you see? Good or agud is actually machloket amongst the Tanaim. So this machloket that we have between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is actually the same machloket between Tana Kama and Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Can one of the partners in the field force each other to force the buyout? Tana Kama says yes. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says no. Kama says no, 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 no. Le'olam kediktani. Really, it's all one case. It's the regular case where one guy says, you take 4 amah, and I'll take 3. Udeka amart, my tamad Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So he asked me, well, how can Rabban Shimon Gamliel say that's not a deal? How can he block it? Mishum da amale ibidme, which means, if you want to give me the big share, let li deme li mitalak. I don't have money to pay for it. Bematana lo ni hali. The guy could tell him like this. You want to give me more. How do you want to give me more? Why should you give me more? You want to charge me? I don't have money to pay you. Oh, you want to give me a gift? I don't want a gift. Pasuk says, don't take gifts. So therefore, that's why the Banchu says he can block it. Which means, we had a question before. If it's a regular case where it's 7 amah, and he says, you take 4, I'll take 3. And the Banchu says, he can say, no, I don't want. What do you mean you don't want? Why shouldn't he want? So we're saying now, how do you want to divide it to me? You want to charge me money? I don't have money to pay you. Okay, so you want to give me a gift? I don't want gifts either from you. That's why I can argue with him. Amar Abayin Rav Yosef, had Rav Yehuda. Which is this, Shitav Rav Yehuda, Avgud and Agud, the Shmuel who, he actually learned from his rabbi, Shmuel, the buyout plan. Where's the buyout plan source? Shmuel. Why was it say? Ditnan. We learned in our Mishnah, we had it above. The Chetvei HaKodesh, remember we said scrolls. Scrolls of Tanakh, that are all in like one scroll. The Chetvei HaKodesh, our partners, even if both partners want to divide it, you don't divide it because it's not Kavod to Chetvei HaKodesh to start cutting the scrolls up and dividing it. That's all he's talking about where it's in one scroll. Because it's not Kavod to cut it up. But if it's two different scrolls, for example, you have Torah in one scroll, Navi in a different scroll, Hokin, No problem. Give this guy one scroll, get the other scroll. And if you tell me that you don't go with the buyout plan, my idea bekerich echad. Why did you say krach echad en holkin? Afilu b'shte kerichin nameh. Even if they're in two scrolls, you should not be able to. One guy should not force the other one to divide it because they're not equal in value. The Torah is more important than the Navi. So therefore, we're partners out in Torah scroll and Navi scroll. So what do we say? Divide it. Why should you divide? How can you force me to divide? I don't want to get the Navi scroll and you get the Torah scroll. It must be, what was Shemuel saying? You divide it through the good and a good system, which means the buyout plan. Either I'll pay, you pay me for the Torah, or I'll pay you. So therefore you see Shemuel must hold of the buyout plan. Otherwise, what's the difference between one scroll and two scrolls? One scroll, I understand why you can't divide, but you can cut it up. Okay, no. Two scrolls also. How can you force me now to take the Navi, and you're going to take the Torah, different values? Ela must be, was basically saying, when it comes to two scrolls, you don't have the Bizayon factor, because you don't have to cut anything up, and it must be dealing with the buyout factor, which means good agud. So you see what? That Rabbi Yehuda got his halakha from Shemuel, from his rabbi. The Gemara says no. Targema Rav Shalman b'sheshnehem rotzim. No. When do you say gudu agud? Gudu agud is said when we want to make a division and one guy doesn't want. Right? Those were the cases. We have partners, right? Okay, I don't want to dissolve the partnership. Okay, I'll buy you out, you buy me out. But let's say they both agree. In a case where they both agree, you can do whatever you want. In this case, the Torah scrolls, they both agree. You take the Torah, and I'll take the Navi. In that case over there, that's not a good and a good case over there. Which means, Shemuel is saying, even in a case where they agree to dissolve the partnership, in one scroll you can't do it, because one scroll you're going to rip up the Torah, you cannot do that. However, when it's two scrolls over there, there's no problem. But that's not a good or a good deal over there. They already agree. Again, with the shalom, and they both agreed to dissolve the partnership. So therefore, everybody says you can do that. You have no ayah to do it. Right. Amar Amemor. Amemor comes over and says, Hilchetake. What's the halakha? Bottom line. Eat ledina de gudu agud. We follow the Yehuda. Where? In a case where you have a partnership, and one guy doesn't want to dissolve the partnership for whatever reason, so the other partnership could give out the buyout plan. Either you buy me out, or I'll buy you out. Amar Rav Asher Amemor, ha de Rav Nachman mai, which means, what do you mean? What about Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman held, you don't go with good or good. You tell me the chazak be Yehuda. But what about what Rav Nachman said? Amar le, lo shmi ali. I never heard of Nachman. Meaning, I don't hold like him. Jeez, you ask me, what about Rav Nachman's opinion? I don't go like Rav Nachman. I go like Rav Yehuda. Good or good? Gemara says, Velo? What do you mean? You tell me that Lachad does not follow Rav Nachman? We have a story. Ravin bar Hanina, Rav Dimi bar Hanina. Shavat Lehu Abu, two brothers. The father left them, Tarte Amhata. Two Shefachot, two maidservants as a Yerusha. Hada Yada Afya Bashar, the one who had a bake and cook. And the other one knew how to weave and sew. And those were the two items over there. Now, the brothers, they wanted to split the shifahot. You take one, I'll take one. However, they weren't equal. One of them, it seems, was more talented, let's say, or more special than the other one over here. So therefore, he said like this. You take one, you take two, and the difference, you'll pay me, or I'll take two. The difference, I'll pay you. I mean, the buyout plan. Good. That's when they came to Rabbah. And they came in front of Rabbah. They said, there's no buyout plan over here. So then you see, Alakha Zakhla Nachman. Again, they're two slaves. Two shufahot. So what did one of the brothers figure to do? I'll take two of them, and I'll pay you the difference. Or you take two of them, and you pay me the difference. And what did the rabbi say? You don't say that. That means it's going like Rav Nachman. You don't go with Gudu Agud. How can you tell me Rav Chazak Rav Yehuda? That we go with the din of Gudu Agud. We see from the story over there, they didn't go like that. Shani Hatam. It's a different story over there. Why? Dilmor Mev'ele Tarvayu. Ulmor Mev'ele Tarvayu. Which means, each one needs both Shefahot. They both need both. Ki ka'amale shkol at hada, ve'ana hada, lav gud, or agud hu. Which means, what does that mean? It's not good or agud, which means, well, it's not enough for each one to end up with one slave. And if Yehuda's more there, you cannot force him. Why? How do we understand this? Why is it only one slave? So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Let dinah de gudu agud, right in the middle. Lakufo latet demea otfim biyafe velo limkor helko. Lav gudu agudu ilo amale o kashtehem o kashtenehem de kol echad en ba kedeh le echad. Initially the split up was like this. You take the better one and I'll take the inferior one and I'll pay you the difference. Or reverse. I'll take the better one and you pay me. The buyout was on one of them. So and the rabbi came along and said, there's no good, you don't do that. There's no buyout. What do you mean? I thought you said, Chazak Nabi Yehuda. So no, even Nabi Yehuda will agree there's no buyout in this case, because both of them need both slaves. Which means, in this case over there, they need both Shiva'ot. In this case over here, you're keeping one and I'm keeping one. I need, who's going to cook for me? Who's going to do the weaving for me? In a case where I need both slaves, you don't say good and I good on the other ones. If he would have told him like this, you keep two, and then I'll buy me out, or I'll buy on both of them, that's another story. But they weren't saying that. So you take the better one, I'll take the inferior one. And for your better one, I'll pay you money or you pay me money. So therefore, there's no good agud when the deen is, which is, and it makes sense. You can't force me to buy you out. I need both of them. No, you say, you take the better one and you'll pay me. You can't force me, I can't force you to buy me out where I don't want to be bought out. I need both slaves. If let's say I say, you know what, I'm going to give you both slaves. Now you buy me out, or I'll buy you out. That's not a story. But on one, you cannot force it. So if even the Yehuda agrees in this case, Gemara continues and says, "Ve'ah kitve kodesh." What do you mean? In the case of kitve kodesh, in the case of the Torah and the Vi'im, and the right, that were in the same scroll, the tarvayu mevi'ulu, which means both of them need both scrolls. Amar shuelo shanu ela bekrak echad, aber b'shnei kelichin chokin. We said, in one krach, if it's all in one scroll, you cannot divide it, because you don't want to rip up the scrolls. But if it's in two scrolls, you split it. Now what do you mean? You're going to take the Torah, I'm going to take the Navi. I need both, and you need both. I thought you said when each one needs both items, the other guy cannot force the other guy for a buyout. They agreed. Once you say they agree, you can do whatever you want. If we agree, you take the Torah, I'll take the Navi, and I'll pay you the difference, fine. But in the case of the Abadim, no, you wanted both, and I wanted both. So I cannot force you. Hey, you take the better one, and we go on a buyout. That case over there is not an option. Baruch Hashem, Amen, Amen.